2237.
Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. You can actually control the content. When you go to freetalklive.com and you scroll down the page, you see those numbered items. Those numbers are votes, and the items were submitted by listeners like you. They could be a YouTube video, blog post, news item, whatever it is that you think is interesting, what you think we would enjoy talking about on the air, for instance, or what our listeners would enjoy seeing. You just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page to start, where it awaits a certain number of votes and then is promoted to the front page in the top of the site. So get on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. It's all totally free. Let's go back to Pete. He is one of the founders of copblock.org. It is a decentralized website, meaning that you accept content from pretty much anybody, Pete. Folks who have a story to tell or a news item to share that they think would be appropriate for copblock.org can simply submit it. And odds are good, it'll go up, right?
Yeah, most definitely. We've had over 2,500 submissions to the copblock.org site, and a lot of the offshoots now that you can find at copblock.org/groups, a lot of those who have websites also take submissions. And whenever I get a story in that's, you know, pretty timely, that I know there's an active group in the area, I definitely push it to those groups, and I encourage the submitter to get in touch with them as well, just to have some folks on the ground, because it does make a huge difference.
Now, CopBlock, of course, is dedicated to providing accountability to an organization that generally doesn't have its own accountability. I mean, these are they have a monopoly on violence, and you are advocating that people hold them accountable with video cameras and blogs and kind of being the media, right?
Yeah, that's right. It starts, I mean, first and foremost, with educating oneself, knowing your rights, safeguarding your rights, and documenting, disseminating if something does happen, and then also working to help folks in your area. And so that's step one. But step two is, you know, I think these instances that, you know, y'all talk about a lot on Free Talk Live, and that many people may have experienced themselves, some negative interactions with police employees, that's going to continue to happen until it doesn't. And the best and surest way to bring that desirable conclusion about is to just not grant that course of monopoly any authority, you know, as best we can, to not call 911, to not view the actions by these folks with any special, as if it carries any special weight. You know, they're people just like me and you, and if you see them doing something wrong, call them out, hold them accountable, and let's try to work to create a better reality.
So you've been on the road, going from town to town, all over the place. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Northwest Ohio now. I have about 8 stops left now. The next one is in Findlay, Ohio, which is a little town, and then I'll be going up to Detroit early this week, which I'm really looking forward to, because I've been through there a couple times, but there's a good group there. There's actually a couple folks that we all know from New Hampshire that are there now. They have a medical marijuana sort of dispensary clinic.
Really?
But, and a club that they're going to host the meetup there. And there's a Metro Detroit cop block. There's a Dearborn cop block. There's a Michigan cop block. And a lot of those folks are going to, I think, meet for the first time in person. And like what happened when I was in Kansas City and some of these other towns thus far, you know, there's a lot of good doers, and just getting face to face and starting to collaborate is, I think, really going to have an impact in that area.
You know, I remember there was a story that we covered on Free Talk Live about the private security companies that have been sprouting up in Detroit due to, as you may have heard, the Detroit police basically backing away from certain areas of the city.
Shutting down.
Telling people, yeah, we're just not going to respond. You can't even come into the office unless it's business hours during the day. And people are taking their freedoms into their own hands, and they're hiring private security agents. I don't know if you'd heard about that.
Oh, yeah, we definitely covered it about a year ago. I put a story on CopBlock about a couple companies out that way that are doing patrols and whatnot. And thanks to a tip from a friend, he shared with me the contact information for one of the companies named Threat Management Center.
Yep.
I followed up with them, spoke on the phone with the founder and owner for probably close to an hour the other day, and he's down to have me stop by, give me a tour of the facility, and do an interview. And he's a, you know, not, I wouldn't say 100% like mine, but he said he witnessed the interaction.
That's their website. Sorry, I went to their website and started pounding music through the airwaves. That sounds exciting. I'm glad to hear that you're going to hook up with them and kind of learn a little bit more about their operations.
Yeah, it would be great to replicate that kind of stuff because, I mean, that's it. People do have a demand to be, you know, there's a demand for safety and security. So if you know, cop blockers are saying, hey, don't look to these people who operate on violence, we can do this through consensual interactions, then it's good to be able to point to some things that exist. And this is definitely something that fits the bill. The founder witnessed a woman being assaulted by some police employees back in 94. He said, you know, he vowed to himself never to let that happen again, never to witness that. So he started this company, and he has a number of paid clients, folks with money, folks with not much money, but they also train for free, you know, individuals who have, say, resisting no trespassing sort of orders against significant others and some other folks, just to allow them to be a little more self-confident and have some self-defense skills. And they also do some training for police as well to teach them ways to de-escalate and not just resort to violence, which is, you know, their MO today. So it seems like a pretty exhaustive program that he has over there.
So folks can go to copblock.org/tour to get the latest on what's going on with Pete, and you've been doing video updates, and that's all linkable from copblock.org/tour, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, thus far on the tour, it's real fast paced. It's just a month, 4,000 miles, about a couple dozen stops. So what I've been doing is I'll do streaming updates with Bamboozer, which is linked to from that tour page, as well as capture HD content that I'm dumping on a CopBlock Raw channel right now, which is also linked to from that tour page. And then when I get off the road, you know, I'll sit down, take some time, and chop up some polished videos with the content.
And when you get off the road means returning to New Hampshire, where you started the tour, at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel for the Liberty Forum, where you are going to be a featured speaker.
That's right. I actually I learned too, in addition to the slot I'll have on to be able to speak about CopBlock and some related things, I'll be able to join a panel on activism and whatnot. So I think it should be
Great. I might be on that same panel, Pete. I'm not sure. I was invited to a panel as well, and I think it was an activism panel of some
Excellent.
So
yeah,
looking forward to Mark.
Pete, I'm just going to assume that you didn't on purpose dodge the blizzard up here in New Hampshire that just happened to happen while you were away.
You know, actually, when I saw that forecast, that I thought about driving south, but, you know, I got to get back in time for Liberty Forum, so...
It'll be great to see you back up here. Drive safe and say hello to all the folks on the road for us. I know that you've been out there talking about New Hampshire and your experience up here and, you know, the real value in being around other people who are of this mindset, people that appreciate freedom.
Definitely. And honestly, I have to say it's been pretty eye-opening. A lot of folks that I've met have proactively said that they intend to make it up to Porkfest this year. And
great.
Some folks are talking about moving to the Shire, so it's pretty interesting. It's definitely had an impact thus far.
Great. Pete, thanks for the update, man. Appreciate you calling in tonight, and we'll see you in a couple weeks in Nashua.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks for the call. Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org on the road for the CopBlock Tour. And, of course, if you don't know yet, the Liberty Forum is coming up on the 21st. That's the first day. It's a Thursday. And it goes all the way through the weekend. So if you can't make it up Thursday or Friday and you can only make it up for Saturday, it's still worth coming to because you'll be around hundreds of other people who, like Pete, you know, and us here on the show, believe in liberty and freedom and are willing to actually do something about it, to get together in the same place so we can be more effective and actually work towards more freedom. We've actually seen some things already being successful. People have been elected. A bunch of people have been elected up here in New Hampshire because it's the political system is much more accessible here. Yeah, you don't have a chance of getting elected in D.C.
It's not just people, right? Like liberty-oriented people. People have been elected.
People have been elected everywhere.
People
in our movement who love freedom. I'm sorry, I thought the context was obvious, but in case it wasn't, there you go. But yeah, people who love liberty are having an effect because concentration makes a difference. And concentration in a place where there's a fairly low population to begin with makes an even bigger difference. So come to the Liberty Forum. It's happening the 21st through the 24th. and you can get registered. It's not too late. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. You'll learn about all the great speakers and panels they're going to be having there. The schedule is up for the event, and you can get signed up. Use our discount code FTL2013. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. FTL2013 to save 10% at FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Your call is coming up next. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves, this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're here with you to talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can grab as many as you would like over at freetalklive.com. And if you're somebody who only gets to listen on the radio, or you've only ever listened on the radio, perhaps your local station only takes our Saturday show. Well, we do this 7 days a week, which means you've missed a lot, because we are here every single night, 3 hours per night, taking your calls about anything you want. So if you want to go and grab some archives, do that at freetalklive.com. And also, they go back all the way to late 2006. So that's a lot of content, and it's all the same price. That is zero. It's free. So enjoy at freetalklive.com.
There was recently a report out that the European Central Bank had some concerns that bitcoins might be a destabilizing force in the area of currency. Now, I don't know if that says that the European Central Bank is a bunch of incompetent boobs, or that Bitcoin is, an incredible new invention that could be a force for change, for good, for humans around the world, or if it says both of those things. Mm-hmm. But Bitcoins have been getting a lot of press. If you're concerned with the way governments around the world, including yours, wherever you might be, are, frivolous with the way they go about issuing currency, if you think that their spending policies are, either destructive or dangerous or just downright stupid, one of the things you can do is get involved in commodity-based currencies. Some of those are like gold and silver, that kind of thing. But bitcoins is one that you can use online. You can send and receive money with bitcoins without having to pay any fees. You have complete control over your account. If you've likely never had complete control over your account anywhere. If you've had a bank account, the bank has control, and the government has control of the bank, so the government has control of your money. Don't think for a second that you've got control of your money. Bitcoins, go find out about them at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855, 450 free. Right back into your phone calls here. That's 855, 450 free. We go to Greg, listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Greg.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My topic is on the L.A. cop thing, and some of your other guests have already touched on some of the topics. However, there's one thing I've noticed about all shootings which involve a cop being shot. These people, these cops, they will bring out a massive, massive force to find a person who has shot a cop.
Sure. Whereas, but they won't do the same thing for your daughter or anybody else.
We would, the case would be filed under a bunch of others, and maybe one officer would be assigned to it.
Yep.
And it just seems very hypocritical to me.
Oh, well, they're different. See, they're better than everybody else.
Yeah, they're special. And I've always thought that, the citizens, they were here to protect the citizens. Well, I'm finding out more and more that that's, for lack of a better phrase, BS.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. But it's important for them to keep that illusion going as much as they possibly can.
Well, it kind of looks like right now that they're threatening to kill civilians until this guy turns himself in.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, they've shot up a couple of two women in a truck.
Yeah.
Just shot the thing up for what apparently is just no reason. It looks like
they
no
were
vehicle.
Scared. That's the reason.
I mean, if I shot up a vehicle because I was scared, how do you think that would go for me? I'd be sitting in jail. Where are those police officers that did that? They haven't even released their names.
No, they got a pass on it.
Well, I saw a photo of the situation on, I think it was Yahoo News or something, and it looked like a troop of military people trudging through the snow. I mean, does anybody with any right mind think that this cop killer guy is going to just hold his hands up and walk out? I mean, even if he did this, he's going to be shot.
These guys
are not going to
he's not going to jail.
Walk away free, alive, excuse me.
Yeah, he's not going to jail. That seems certain.
Yeah, he's going down no matter what he does. If he comes out shooting or if he comes up out with his hands on his head, he's going to take a bullet.
This guy seems like he probably planned this ahead of time. I'm not saying I'm rooting for him or anything like that, but I think that this he seems like the kind of guy that has planned this kind of thing ahead. I mean, he has a manifesto, which the vast majority of people with an opinion on this subject haven't even read any kind of synopsis of. But he's got a manifesto and that kind of thing, and I think he's got some very legitimate complaints. He's been thinking about this for a while. You know, some of the stuff he's done is heinous, but I don't think he's going to be easy. He's not going to be the easiest person they've ever came in. I mean, the trail's cold at this point.
By the way, I just want to point something. I just like to point something out here, Greg.
They're very hypocritical when it comes to them being shot as opposed to us being shot.
You're absolutely right, and I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. We talked last night about some of the other stories that are connected to this manhunt that maybe aren't getting the same level of play that should. Because this is affecting you if you live in the Big Bear Lake area or the Los Angeles area, the larger area region of California there where this manhunt is going on. There's a good chance these cops that Greg was pointing out that are dressed in fatigues like military members carrying machine guns, there's a good chance these guys could be at your door tonight coming into your home doing a room-to-room search for this man. Not only that, because they were doing it, they said on Thursday they were wanting to search 400 homes, and that they had already searched 200. So presumably yesterday they'd searched the other 200. So right to privacy, it doesn't matter. The right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure,
right.
doesn't matter.
Your Fourth Amendment right is out the door when a police officer gets shot.
Right, because all they have to say is, well, it's a police officer, so it's totally reasonable to search every single house in the entire city.
We don't have any reports of any people refusing these searches, right? I would be very interested in what would, you know, some video of somebody trying to say.
Oh, wouldn't that be interesting?
Because, I mean, you know, just because I don't want to let you in doesn't mean I've got this guy huddled up underneath my bed.
Right. And what I just saw, Barry Cooper, who's a former law enforcement agent down in Texas, former narcotics officer who's joined the side of good and has now spoken out against the war on drugs very vehemently, just posted a photograph from what is ostensibly a news agency showing a police officer holding a man at gunpoint as the man is opening the back of his box truck. The article says that California Highway Patrol are forcibly searching vehicles on the road at gunpoint as they aggressively search for the ex-LAPD officer accused of murder.
Can you imagine what that's like to have a gun held on you while you open up your... I mean, what? That's insane.
That's exactly what's going on.
This doesn't just paint the picture of there being two classes of citizens, the governed... and the governors. I don't know what there is. I mean, you know, when was the last time they held a gun on somebody while they went searching, you know, car to car for somebody's missing child?
We actually have somebody who claims to be a police officer in California on the line. I hope he will stick with us here because we will take him here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your rights don't matter as long as a cop is dead. Now then, anything is any kind of protections out the window. 855-450-FREE because the cops are scared, so they get to just destroy your freedoms. It's Free Talk Live.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50-75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neopharah. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag. The one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neopharah.com, spelled Neopharah.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neopharah.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. That's the toll-free number, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's the live Saturday edition. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener and would like to be part of the Shrine, the instructions are right there on the page, shrine.freetalklive.com.
A great idea for this Valentine's Day. A gift certificate or a membership at statelesssweets.com. At statelesssweets.com, they have, this kind of the candy of the month club kind of, where they'll send you monthly, they'll send you candies right to your door. Try all different kinds of candies from statelesssweets.com. They're handmade and made with all natural ingredients by Jillian, but all of them are made by Jillian. They have options for people on paleo diets or diabetics, whatever it is you need, they've got it at statelesssweets.com. Go over there, take a look at their all the different choices they have. I've had their pistachio brittle, chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, the cinnamon caramels, the fudge. Everything's been top-notch. I thought the English toffee was the best thing I had ever put in my mouth. That first taste of it was amazing. But they have also, like I said, lots of different options for people, whatever you need. Gluten-free. They've got hard candies, things for nut lovers. It's statelesssweets.com. You can go get a a membership there, and they'll send you some new stuff to try monthly. They have different sizes, whether you want to get a little or a lot. It's a great choice for Valentine's Day. StatelessSweets.com. When you go, use coupon code FTL and save 10% on your order. StatelessSweets.com.
We've been talking about the LAPD situation where a former LAPD officer is now on the, some are saying he's on the run, but others would suggest he's just biding his time somewhere, waiting for his next opportunity to strike, as he has targeted the LAPD. He alleges that there is rampant corruption and really nasty behavior in the office and amongst many of the officers, and that it is, you know, kind of a systemic problem that has not been solved. And so he's kind of taking matters into his own hands. I agree with Pete Ayer from CopBlock. .org, who said that, you know, this guy going and threatening the family members of these bad cops is certainly a really bad way to go about this. I don't support violence at all as a solution, but like the earlier caller suggested, I find it really hard to find empathy for bad cops getting a taste of their own medicine. I really have a tough time sympathizing with them and empathizing with them.
When I listened to CNN today, I didn't hear anything. I heard the word manifesto mentioned, the manifesto written by this police officer, mm-hmm. but I don't think the average American has heard anything about this. I mean, most of them are outraged that the LAPD opened fire on a vehicle that looked nothing like this guy's vehicle.
Well, it was a truck.
It was
about the only similarity.
Right, they were both trucks that had two ladies in it, and they were delivering newspapers.
They blasted that thing. Daryl looked at the photo.
They got hit. They were killed. I mean, not killed,
but they were hit. And Daryl looked at the photo, counted at least 30 holes.
Right. And by the way, really? You, several police officers can unload 30 rounds into a truck and not kill the occupants?
One of the ladies in the truck was shot in the back. So that should give you some idea of which direction the truck was going. Let's go back to the phones here. Jay is listening in Cincinnati. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're tuned into XM's Extreme Talk.
Hey there. You know, any guy that has shown this level of propensity for violence and is still armed, irregardless of whether who he killed was a police officer or not, they would still be hunting for him at the level that they're hunting for him now.
I haven't ever seen a manhunt like that before. Can you point
that's ridiculous.
One historically that was like that?
Well, here in my area, there was a gentleman who was taken from a courthouse, armed himself with a rifle that he broke into a house, and they went house to house and searched for him until they found him.
Were they holding people at gunpoint while they searched their vehicles?
No, because it wasn't a checkpoint on a highway kind of a search.
How many officers did they have doing that? By the way, are you a police officer? That's what is said here in my screening software.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So how many officers were involved in that search? What portion of the department?
There was probably 30 to 40 between four different agencies here locally.
And they certainly didn't call in the state of California, right?
No, it wasn't. They didn't call the National Guard for the guy by any means. But
well, the Department of Homeland Security has been called in for this guy.
And I understand that. But if you're going to attack somebody who is obviously armed like a police officer is, you've just ratcheted your crazy level up to a whole different spectrum than somebody that would just shoot someone out of anger.
Just a point of clarification. Are you in California?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so there's a Cincinnati in California?
No, I'm in Central California.
Okay, the call screening software said here you're in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I was looking in Cincinnati for the story that you were talking about. I couldn't find anything.
Okay, so where are you in California? I'm sorry.
I prefer not to give my exact location because I probably shouldn't be talking on the air about this sort of thing.
I see. Are you on duty at the moment?
No, I'm not. I'm off.
So are you embarrassed about what happened as far as the truck getting shot up? I mean, is there any kind of excuse for that?
There is no excuse for that, and if that was at my agency, I would take those officers to jail myself.
What do you think about what the officer said regarding systemic and endemic racism, people using the N-word while on duty, right in his presence, people making, singing Nazi songs to a new Jewish recruit? What do you think about that in the Los Angeles Police Department?
I'm not familiar with the intimate workings of the Los Angeles Police Department. However, every bunch. We're all not perfect. We're all human, and there's always going to be somebody that slips through all the various checks that we all have to go through.
But they fired this guy because he was being a bully about it. The claim was is that he was being a bully because he was telling people to stop, and he was very boisterous about it. That his claim is that he was fired for standing firm that racism shouldn't exist. I mean, like, it's not just somebody was using the N-word now and then. It's that the department stood with those people and not with him.
And that may very well be the case. I don't know where he worked, and, you know, not being there, I can't speak to that. All I can say is the justification for going house to house and for having the manhunt that they have is not just because those people that were killed were officers, and that's a bad deal. But if he had killed three or four just random people and then fled to the mountains, they'd still be checking for him the same way.
I just can't believe that based on the response I've seen from the police when other police are attacked or police are in danger, or the fact that, you know, if a train crashes and there was a police officer on there, it's the police officer that gets, you know, a really fancy funeral and a parade, and everybody else just kind of gets buried in the ground. I mean, there's clear evidence that the police are treated differently by the police than everybody else. But here's a question for you. You were talking about house-to-house searches. Big question I have. They're just going into people's homes and looking for this guy. What if they open up a door and they find a marijuana grow operation?
Of course, it's pretty clear about exigent circumstances. You can enter a home with permission, with a warrant, or with exigent circumstances. And I believe that an armed guy who's already killed several people that is highly trained as he is, he presents a clear and present danger, and that's exigent circumstances.
I'm just wondering, is the person who's got a marijuana grow operation in their back bedroom that is discovered through these exigent circumstances, are they just going to turn around, walk out of that house, or are they going to make an arrest?
In these circumstances, they're not going to arrest them. They're usually noted. However, they've got bigger fish to fry.
You said they're not going to arrest in that circumstance? Oh, man, we lost his cell phone. Thanks for the call, Jay. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. It wouldn't surprise me if all of these searches of these cars and or vehicles, this guy with his box truck, is a gun pointed at him as he's opening up the back of the truck.
I can't imagine for a second the police just opening fire on a truck when, you know, somebody had been shot in the neighborhood. So I can see that they're on a special level of alert for me, too.
All right, there's more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Lunch is ready! And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. We're here live and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our site. They are totally free. News updates included. You get signed up and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. You can connect with our email list, the Facebook page, and Twitter as well. So different ways for you to be kept in the loop. Also, if you're following us on Twitter or Facebook, you'll be informed as to even more than what you get over the email, because we update during the show. So sometimes we'll ask questions, sometimes post show prep observations, sometimes respond to what other people have said over on our Facebook and Twitter. In fact, there was a guy tonight on Twitter who was saying, you know, trotting out the usual objection to the idea of the Free State Project of, well, you can't move people together or you'll be a target. And then suggested that decentralization is what works for Anonymous. But Anonymous doesn't come out in real life in most cases. Usually they're doing things that are behind a computer screen. And because of that, they don't need to be in the same place. But if you want to have an effect on a political system, if you want to have an effect from a civil disobedience standpoint, if you want to be able to make media with other people, you have to be with them. If you want to do real-life activism, and I'm not downing Anonymous's activism. I've been very amused and very supportive of a lot of the things that they've done. I'm not saying that's useless. It's very useful. But it's different. Like, decentralization works for online activism because you can get people together in virtual reality from anywhere in the world. But if you want to have people physically at a location together to have an impact because you're, testifying on bills at the State House or engaging in some sort of a large-scale protest or doing, civil disobedience or creating a weekly television show live on TV, you need to have people.
Anonymous isn't going to get elected to anything. Isn't going to have any kind of influence on the creation of legislation.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to have people in the same area, and that's why getting people together is the right solution. I'm not afraid of Big Brother coming after us. That's the fear, right? Like this objection that, oh, well, you can't get people together, you'll be a target.
They'll roll tanks in the streets.
That's a fear-based mentality, and I understand it. The government does scary things. They do hurt peaceful people. They have been caging Bradley Manning for a few years now, and they're horrible, no doubt. But I don't think that anyone wins by cowering.
Well, plenty of states have told the federal government to take a long walk off a short pier. The federal government has yet to roll tanks into any of those states.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see that Washington and Colorado just legalized possession of marijuana, at least to some quantities.
Still no tanks.
Plenty of states have told the federal government that they're going to recognize gay marriage, even though there's a Defense of Marriage Act. I mean, there's all kinds of examples of states nullifying the federal government, and, you know, nobody's dropped a Hellfire missile from a drone yet.
So we're looking for the people who aren't afraid, and for the people who understand that actually bringing people together makes you safer. When you've got liberty activists who are around all the time, who are willing to come out and support you when you're doing things, and you're also supporting them in return, that helps. That makes you a harder target. But if all you're afraid of is that they're going to, you know, drop a bomb on New Hampshire or something like that, then just stay right where you are in your mom's basement or wherever it is you live and tell yourself that that's going to somehow change things in the future, because it's not. You can do all the online activism you want. As long as they keep putting peaceful people in prison cells, I don't think any amount of hacktivism is going to stop that. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. We're going to continue with your calls. Also, the Keenvention has been announced, and we haven't really talked about it here on this program. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail tonight, but as you know from listening to Free Talk Live, if you're a longtime listener of the show, there are a couple of Free State Project events that go on up here. Of course, the Liberty Forum is coming up in a couple weeks. That's starting on the 21st of this month in Nashua. There's going to be the Porcupine Freedom Festival this June. That's happening up in the northern part of the state. And now there's a fall event. So we've got a winter event, a summer event, and this year begins the Keenvention, which is not a Free State Project event. However, the Free State Project president, Carla, is going to be one of the guest speakers at the event. She'll be doing a speech on the state of the Free State Project, which is
funny.
Yeah, it's going to be the first one of its kind, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. And a number of other speeches and panel discussions have already been announced. You can go to keenvention.info to learn more about the event. It's happening November 1st through the 3rd. Tickets are limited. You know, it's Keene, so the hotel's not quite as big as Nashua, but we can still fit a few hundred people in there. So go to keenvention.info. It's going to be more of an activism-focused event. We're not going to bring in the big-name Liberty speakers. We're not trying to do what they're doing with the Liberty Forum, just do it in the fall. We're trying to do something that focuses on New Hampshire activism and the activists here, both from the Free State Project and locals, people that are New Hampshire natives and folks like that, bringing them together to talk about, you know, what has happened, what's coming next, brainstorm, and really kind of move this this movement forward. So I'm excited about it. Once again, that's keenvention.info. Plus, we're keeping the costs down because we're not flying
in. That's what, that really speaks to Ian's heart, to keep them costs down.
We're not flying in a bunch of guest speakers from wherever and putting up in hotel rooms. That's expensive. So we're focusing on all local activists as far as being speakers are concerned. They all live around here, so it's not going to cost a bunch of money to put this on, so we're going to pass on the savings. It's $50 for the whole weekend. So, once again, keenvention.info. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got David. He's listening on the road in Virginia to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, David.
Hey, I'm a truck driver. I'm going northbound through Virginia on Interstate 81. I listen on XM 165.
Excellent.
It's just amazing to me how convoluted your arguments can go to make your points when you're discussing, I forgot the officer's name, the officer.
I'm sorry, the officer that has just gone, Donner?
Yeah. The idea that he can post manifestos and Facebook messages, and he can march in front of City Hall, and he can buy billboards, and he can buy airtime to make his case and discuss his grievances. Everything up to that point is arguable. You could say he has a good point, and I understand the N-word and the derogatory attitude the LAPD may have toward minorities, and maybe that's a bad thing, but it's just words.
Well, he also, part of his another one of his disputes was that he was involved in a situation where he complained on about another officer, kicking to sleep a handcuffed suspect. This officer had a history of being violent. As a matter of fact, they called the officer Chupacabra because the officer enjoyed drawing blood. It wasn't just a situation where it was words. It was also violence, too. He felt that since the disciplinary panel had two close friends of that officer on it, and he disputed it ahead of time, that it was all kind of rigged, and that he felt that there was a culture of violence against citizens in the Los Angeles Police Department. It's certainly not the first time I've heard that complaint.
Okay, but once again, I'm trying to understand your convoluted point of view, because this man has gone past the point of civil discourse. He has murdered the offspring of the people that he has grievances with.
Allegedly. Completely.
He's allegedly murdered them.
He has lost. Well, it's always allegedly when it's this guy. He's clearly a psychopath, and he clearly needs to be killed.
Okay, well,
what's the convoluted part, though? I'm just curious.
I mean, we called it heinous.
I don't support violence, so what's the convoluted part?
You were discussing whether his points, once he's gone past the point of sanity, there's no point in discussing the merits of his argument.
I think that there is. I think there absolutely is.
He's totally coherent.
The Bible says to walk a mile in the other guy's shoes. I mean, let's just take a look at what this guy's grievances are. I agree that he's done heinous things, and he's murdered innocents. That's wrong.
Allegedly.
Now, as far as killing him, I think that...
Why is it always alleged?
Because it hasn't been proven.
Because it hasn't been proven in a court of law, and this is the United States of America, and here we give people trials before we call them guilty. Sir?
But it's alleged. It's alleged with him, but it's not alleged that the police officers are forcing the people at gunpoint.
No, that's clear. There's photographic evidence of it. And it's not alleged that the police shot the hell out of these ladies that were delivering newspapers in the truck. The police admitted it.
But you don't know their circumstance right at that point.
I know that if you did it, your butt would be in jail right now. I know that they don't consider you worth their trouble.
Thanks, David, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, the dude is wrong to use violence. No doubt about that. And if he is hurting innocent people, that's a problem too. But that doesn't mean that his manifesto was incoherent.
You should
go and look at it.
You should read Osama bin Laden's manifesto of the Unabombers too.
Yeah,
we should know these things.
Hour 3's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime, and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger Safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.